He who asks a question is a fool for a minute. He who does not remains a fool forever. Chinese proverb. Today I have a question I want to share with you that has been so useful to me when it comes to self-realization and awakening and enlightenment. It's really like a self-inquiry type of question, but it's also more like a koan too. So what a koan means and why Zen koans are notoriously mind-bending is because they're not meant to be answered literally. So the question I have for you today is just like a koan in the sense that the answer it's pointing to is not a intellectual mental answer. It's not something you arrive at through thinking. It's something you realize in your direct experience. That's why it's such a great question for awakening. So keep that in mind when trying to answer that question. Look to see if you can actually see the answer, not come up with an answer with your mind. So the question is, what is the container? What is the container of your experience? Now remember, try to see it in your direct experience. Don't get in your head, because if you get in your head and you know a little bit about non-duality or awakening, you'll tell yourself, well, if there's a container, then that means there's something outside of the container, and that can't be possible because that would mean two things and reality is non-dual. And just shh, don't go to your head. Look and see if you can see what the question is pointing to. What is the container? What is the container of your experience? What is actually holding all of your sensory perceptions? What's holding your sight? What is holding your feelings, your thoughts? What is the space or the field that that is happening within? What is the container? If you are able to realize what the container or the field is, then congratulations, you have found your true self. And this is what is known as the true self, because it's what you actually are. You aren't this thing you've been identified with your whole life. You aren't this thing you've been wrapped up in. You are this field, this container. And this thing you've been wrapped up in is really a conceptual abstract bundle of memories, thoughts, feelings, future hopes, and fears. That's what we could call the ego. That's what you've been mesmerized with. But this question, what is the container? It gets you to take a step back. It gets you to realize that there's a field that this little bundle we call you is happening within. And this field itself does not have a past or a future. It didn't come from somewhere and it's not going anywhere. It just is. Literally, it just is being. And it's impersonal. It's not personal in that sense. It doesn't really care if you go left or right. It doesn't care if you eat chocolate or vanilla ice cream. It doesn't care what you do with your time. It's just there. And the more you realize that, paradoxically, the more you contemplate this question of what is a container, the more you fall in love with life. The more you have mystical experiences, the more you have profound shifts in consciousness and awakenings, and the more at peace you feel. And that sounds so weird that answering the question experientially of what is a container would lead you to that, but that's what awakening is. Awakening is really nothing other than recognizing this container or this field and then identifying with that more so than this bundle of thoughts and feelings and fears and narrative that you've been so enmeshed in. And that space, that shift of identity away from this person with this history and all of these problems and fears and insecurities and all of this guck, basically, moving out of that and into the field is paradoxically what allows you to handle and deal with this, you know, egoic stuff with grace and wisdom. Because as long as you're enmeshed in it, as long as you're completely absorbed into this narrative and this storyline, this sort of limited state of consciousness, you can't handle it effectively. You're reacting to yourself, you're fighting with yourself, you're going to war with yourself, basically, you're fragmenting yourself, which actually only takes you further away from the field that is containing it all. There's no division in this field. It completely encapsulates everything. That's why we ask the question, what is a container? Because it's always meta. It always goes beyond whatever you're imagining or picturing, because to imagine or picture anything, it has to be there first to allow you to do so. So that's why we ask this question. And that's also why you can't arrive at it through an intellectual understanding, because if you think you've thought of it and you've come up with the answer intellectually, notice that that answer, whatever that is appearing within the container. It's appearing within the field. So you can't get outside of it in that sense. A knife can't cut itself, like Alan Watts would say. Mouth can't eat itself, like Alan Watts would say. You have to just recognize what it is, because it's what you are. You can't get outside of it and look at it like you want to. You have to just recognize it. It's like it's like what Ram Dass said. You have to extricate yourself out of this identification. What does extricate mean? It means you free yourself from the bondage you find yourself in. And that bondage is essentially a lack of awareness of the answer to the question, what is a container? It's a lack of awareness of this field. That's what being bound means. That's what being trapped means. It means you're not aware of the freedom that is true. So extricating ourselves out of that means we start to recognize it more and more in our lives. We start to see how this field has always been there, always will be here. It's eternal. It's not going anywhere. It's not coming from somewhere. Nobody put it there. Nobody created it. And it has no limit or boundary. So it's infinite. And extricating ourselves into that identity, it does sound kind of weird at first. And it seems like, how does this connect to my practical life? Like, how does this help me be a better person in my relationships? How does this help me feel better? How does this help me in my job? How does this help me with all these things, right? How does it actually help identifying with this being? It helps, again, because now there's space. Have you noticed that when you're lost in your ego, it feels constricted? It feels restricted? It's because it is. It's because it's a limitation. That's why you feel so wound up. But when there's space, which this being gives you, then you can handle it with more effort and grace. And another paradoxically just mysterious thing happens when you start to identify with this being, with what is that you start to access information. We could say cosmic information or downloads or whatever you want to think of it as, metaphysical insights. You start to access things that you literally could not access because you were so wound up in this ball. There was no room for anything new to enter, of course. So when the more you open, the more you fall into the spaciousness, the more room there is for new information to enter, new ideas to enter, new stuff to enter, you start to get that too from opening. So it's not that you can handle your humanity with more wisdom and grace because there's space. It's also that you have completely new insights and ideas and perspectives because there's more space. And then also there's this sort of mysterious phenomena of like feeling guided, because when you take a step back, you can actually see, I guess we could say, the different paths you could take, and you have a better feel of where each path will take you in life. Now that's a little tricky, because that could get us into time and thinking about time, and I don't want to confuse you too much, but just being with this container, contemplating this question of what is the thing that is containing my experience at all times, anywhere in the world? Does it matter if it's raining, if it's snowing? It does not matter. Because it's the thing that's containing rain and sun. It's the thing that's containing time. It's the thing that's containing space and your melodrama of being a human. So that container, I could tell you about all the benefits, but let's not go too far into theory. Let's stay practical. Staying with the container, staying with what is, will lead you to true fulfillment. It really will. And I'm not asking you to believe me. I want you to actually see if you can answer this question experientially. So see if you can contemplate this question. And let me know your thoughts about this question down below. I'm curious if it helped. And also hit that like button for me and check out my ebook. It is on sale today only. It was on sale the past week, but this is the last day of the sort of initial week sale. So if you're interested in that, that will kind of show you the big picture process of how tuning into this truth, becoming more conscious of what you are, will inform your life and lead to peace and growth. So it's basically a big picture overview, again, half off. You can get that in the link down below. And yeah, contemplate this question. It's really like so profound. And it's just the question, at least for me, and this just came to me. I didn't get this question from anywhere. Of course, all questions in, excuse me, all questions into the nature of the self are essentially the same. You're looking for what is actually true. But this angle of like, what is a container, to me just really helps because it pulls you back. You know, when you're asking like, what is or what am I, you're too close to see it. But when you ask yourself, well, what's containing everything, then you have to open your aperture. You have to step back and look, what is containing everything? What contains my thoughts and my feelings and my visual perception? What is allowing that to happen? What is allowing any of this to happen at all? Oh my gosh, right? I see it. Not literally, but I see that there's this sort of invisible flip side to this tapestry, like Alan Watts would say. There's an underside to each thread of form, which is formless. There's literally a formless sort of intelligent being consciousness field here that I am. Now we're getting into answers, but that's how I experience it. It's profound. So contemplate it. It's very helpful. And yeah, hit that like button for me. Let me know your thoughts down below. Check out that ebook if you're interested, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace. Hey, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more, visit pursuitofspirit.com.